You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
News, what should be done, WNBA news, a lot of stuff went on last weekend, Ellie. There's a lot of stuff that, that was a lot going on that weekend, and then you have NBA free agency that just kicked off 3 minutes ago, and so it'd be interesting to see some of the contracts that officially come out, even though the NBA does a pretty cool thing that they do strategic tampering before, so guys know what they're going to get paid beforehand. So a lot of guys got richer, but I wanted to ask you, Ellie, since you're a recent graduate, and things are obviously significantly different than when I went to school. I'll give my opinion, then ask you, as also a former athlete as well, gambling in sports. I will tell you before, like when I was in college, you know, I don't think any of my, I know, matter of fact, I know none of my teammates gambled. Nobody really, everybody was even scared to go to a casino when I was in the pros, just because I think it was like an NFL rule. If you got, they spotted you in a casino, it was like, oh, you know, you might get suspended. And obviously it's gradually gotten more of the norm. People forget that Aaron Rodgers got denied by the NFL to go and do an appearance in Vegas for fantasy football, which is essentially, you know, people can gamble. Now you can gamble in the facilities, and obviously you have players at different levels, college and now obviously in pro basketball over the last 2 years have been potentially one found guilty, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, and then obviously you got Beasley potentially being questioned right now and kind of accused of throwing games. And for me, I never grew up in that type of environment. Now, I will tell you, when I used to go get my haircut, you know, Uncle Eddie, you know, I didn't realize, you know, one time his barbershop got, you know, started on fire. There was a couple of reasons behind it, but, you know, he used to run numbers out of it. That's essentially taking bets. But I never grew up around it, and that wasn't in my household. So I never really understood it. Really, it wasn't appealing to me. I never was approached about throwing a game. I don't think anybody even in the NFL at that time ever was, you know, got in trouble for it. But I think as fantasy football started to take off, gambling started to become more of the norm. The money to support
teams, it just became easier to do.
And easier with cell phones.
Yeah.
They had different websites and all that stuff. You had, you know, been able to sign into a website, and the gambling was
all it is a button that you got to push.
Right.
And it's
instant.
Accessible
and
to you.
And it's on the internet, so it's not really trackable. Mm-hmm. Now you have pro teams are allowing guys to gamble inside the stadium as long as you're doing it in the right spots, which is so confusing. I think, mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it last training camp, a couple players got suspended, and Sean Payton said he had to take a whole day out of training camp. Now, mind you, you're getting ready to play a season out of training camp to, you know, go through when and the rules, and he still didn't know. The players didn't know. But now you have this. From your perspective as a former athlete and obviously a younger student, just graduated. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
What's your view on it when you see news like this from your perspective? Because for me, it's more shock. Like, how could you throw a game? Does it affect you, or do you think it like along those lines, or do you like, this is just the norm?
Well, this is funny because I feel like the last time, if I remember, last time I was on Old School, we talked about like sports betting and
throwing
games. So I think this is just something that we continue to talk about it. It gets brought up, and it's not going away just because of the technology and just how the game is developed. Right now, I, like you said before, it wasn't something that was going on during the time that you were playing. It wasn't something you really heard of. As the times go on, as sports develop, as all the leagues, people ride or die for these teams, and they don't care how much money they're putting in. They're just putting in the money. I have friends that have gambling problems and they're my age, is crazy to think about. It's just, and then I am very not empathetic to it, to the point where I'm in my head thinking, how do you let it get to that point where you're constantly, they're complaining about it, but they're still continuing to do it. So I'm not feeling bad in that realm if they're just putting themselves in that situation. But it's something that's very prevalent, and we talked about it a lot. There's, and also I think in a lot of athletes' heads, they're thinking, as long as I'm doing it and I'm not getting caught, I'm just going to keep doing it. There's a lot of them that aren't getting caught, and it's still going on and it's still happening that people don't know about. So I think it's just something that's going to be there, and it's not, and it's just going to continue to develop, especially with fantasy football and all those things. It grows.
I know you have a show on, was it Saturdays or Sundays?
Sundays.
Sundays at 4 to 5.
From 4 to 5. That's
and,
a W.
And you cover a lot of women's sports. So I'm going to ask you now, you love the WNBA.
Yes.
Now, if you start watching, now I know you're watching WNBA now, like, you're not going to get on one of these things and say, you know, I know Caitlin Clark is good for this, or Angel Reese is good for this many rebounds. You don't have any appeal for that?
I'm not a huge gambler. I don't like gambling. I went to, when my grandparents were in town, they really liked the War Horse Casino. They liked to go. That was my first time gambling ever. Left, didn't like it, because I don't like the thought of myself losing money and going really, really high and then just losing it.
Right.
Even though I really like the WNBA and I know that I could count on some players that would help me in a certain situations, I don't think I want to put my money into that.
Yeah, it's a catch-22. I think from a player's perspective, which I guess I would ask, is that, all right, you've seen a couple guys get caught.
Yeah.
Right? Or one get caught, right? And one that's on the, essentially, right as of right now, which I don't ever think he'll be able to make up the money, even if he does, is found not guilty. He was in line for about a 3-year, $48 million contract in Beasley, right?
Guilty, not guilty, it ruins his reputation.
Right. So now you might be into like 3 years. Now we're just saying, like, say $30 million. Well, you lost still $18 million, right? Like, you've seen guys get caught doing this. So why would you do it to that max when if you really like the sports bet on games, I'm assuming that you can do it in the stadium or the arenas.
Yeah.
Why not just be with that? Do you think you're going to be the only guy that's going to get away with it? It's shown now you can't, because if there are players that are on the take, or like we have a great text here from Jordan P. He says he wasn't throwing games really. .. Now this is always funny, but making sure spreads were hit, like in a couple games where you just dribble out, they were up 9, spread was 8.5 points. He took the ball the whole distances and then and made a layup to cover. Yeah, and we've seen, but then also I would say, Jordan, there's a couple videos out there where he was guarding somebody and literally was a turnstile, which he's obviously known as a 3-and-D player. That means he can do. He plays all three levels, can shoot and all that, do that stuff. So even, I mean, I guess I would say as long as in that sense, sure, you hit the spread, but that's for a player like that, you don't have as much control because you're not LeBron, you're not Luka and all that. And Jordan P says his dad's from Omaha. That's why Strick says he knows him. So it's tough. You get approached by something, it's probably easy money. And you know, I'm pretty sure they're very persuasive, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, a lot of peer pressure.
If you know, cause whatever they're paying you to, you know, affect the outcome of the spread, they're making tenfold. Now you just wonder how his name got brought up. Now who, somebody put the squeeze on somebody and say, hey, look, you know, take the pressure off of me. Here's an NBA player. It's very appealing. And you know what? Some of these district attorneys or whatever, you know, they can really up their profile by making an example of Beasley mm-hmm. and these other players by breaking the rules. I also think we have a great text here from John and Cortland. And I will tell you this, one of my good friends that was actually my mentor as I was a rookie, Daryl Porter, was at Boston College at the time when it was college football, you know, where they had a couple of players essentially, you know, affecting the spread. And, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow for some of these players, but also I think it's like you said, it's the norm. It's not going to stop. I think also for these colleges, you're going to have to do, you know, you're going to have to put some resources and funds into the do's and don'ts, because yeah. as you said, I'll tell you a funny story here. We were playing down in Dallas last year, and it's the equivalent, Ellie, if you and your friends on spring break drove to South Padre. It was a long trip. When I put it on MapQuest or on the phone, or MapQuest, I'm dating myself, but on the, I was like, oh, it's 8.5 hours. No. When you go from north side of Dallas to the other side, it's an extra hour and a half to it. So it was a long trip. Rented a van or whatever, we're driving. And so a lot of times you're driving as a coach, you know, and you're listening to some of these players. And I'll never forget one of my players was like talking about at that time, the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, hey, bro, I just put $5 on so-and-so. I just did this to make the cut.
And how Scottish, old are they?
16 at that 16, 17, 15, Gosh. 16, 17. And I'm sitting there like,
you nope. just got your license. Why are you betting?
I was like, man, you're gambling?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's number one. Like, and you're letting your coach, number two. I mean, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
But number three, that's not even a good bet because you don't know nothing about golf.
No.
He's like, I just need,
he you just know. Needs to but get his toes.
Here's the appeal to these kids. You know, you do $5, you hit one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll put $5 and you win 15. So you get 20.
It's a rush, like right. this high. Or it's you just get.
The ease.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, make 100 bets and two hit, they cover the other 98 mm-hmm. and I get a little bit of money. So, and I get this. And you know what they really like? Sitting in the chair or on their butts and thinking that they're making money.
Yeah.
And so,
and they don't have to do anything. To
right. And, it. You know, whether you got, I don't know whether you have to put your age in or anything mm-hmm. like that. I'm sure you could.
I think they probably do, but they're obviously going to put themselves in there as
older. Cause they
way older.
Text line for people that gamble. Jordan, so for these apps or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is there any verification of age? Is there, what is the gambling age?
I don't know.
It's got to be 18.
I think it's 18. 16. You can buy a lottery ticket at 19.
Yeah.
So I think it's 18, 19.
Yeah. So
in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah. So I wonder.
18.
So I definitely didn't, you know, incriminate any of my players. It's still,
yeah.
But, you know, I tightened them up a little bit. I told him, I said, listen, man, and Jordan P says, yeah.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
He said, yes, a lot of them make you scan your ID. So they must got fake IDs. Yeah.
Or something. Or they're just Jordan. Finding... What kind of
how old
app
do you have to be?
21. It's got to be 21. Let's say
that's
21.
The drink.
I think it's also to. I had to be 21 to get a casino.
I don't think so because I know, and I will tell you this. This is probably a similar experience to you. When I was in high school, one of my friends, and actually it affected him long term. He grew up in a household, you know, playing cards. Mm-hmm. Now I played spades, but we didn't bet.
Yeah.
The cool thing was when I think I turned is either 16 or 18. They had Mystic Lake Casino, and it was, you know, within drive, probably to Omaha. And we went, and I don't know, I got like $40. And then we, you know, put into the slot machines and, you know, play a little 21. He helped me or whatever. And I never went back. It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I was like, you drive, because he was driving out there almost like every day. So it was either, it probably was 18. So 16 to drive 18. So here at Jordan Peace is 18 or 21, just depends on where they're based. So if they're 18.
Yeah.
So I don't
want to. Getting into a problem like that at 18 is.
Yeah, but these kids weren't 18.
They're 16.
So, but always.
16, you know, betting
probably,
on golf.
And they probably got, you know, some family members that, you know, they can use their ID. But I think it's here to stay. I don't know if you remember. It was a Saturday night game. It was Northwestern was the home team. Ohio State was the visiting team. And Ohio State has this fan. He's a bigger dude, and he paints himself like silver. And I don't know what the spread was, but Northwestern gave Ohio State a run for their money. But Ohio State had control of the game. Well, they blocked the punt, picked it up, and scored. And they ESPN or whatever the network scanned to him, and he looked to his buddy like, oh, that was a backdoor cover.
Yeah.
So it's prevalent. It's even into
see it.
Yeah. So one of my favorite shows on ESPN is Scott Van Pelt does Bad Bets. So he'll play it out like Jordan Peace says, of so and so college is you know, whatever the spread is, they're up by this much. Oh, essentially you gotta do this, and then the other team will start hitting threes and still lose, but you don't cover. Or you miss a layup, or you miss a free throw. So it's, I
just
think
it's little things, and those little things are causing people to spiral as if it's a really, really big thing. People get mad. And I like it. I was talking to Jeffrey about this the other day. Within the women's sports realm, so WNBA, people used to comment, great game, ladies. Like, oh, you'll get them next time. Now people within the sports betting gambling world are commenting on these WNBA players' Instagram things, thinking, you ruined my parlay. Can't believe you didn't do this because you ruined my, like, my bet or all this stuff. It's within women's sports now. People are commenting on all NBA players. Oh, you ruined my parlay. Now it's happening on the other side. It's just a continuing thing. And that just shows that throughout the realm of all sports, it's not going away, and it's going to continue to just grow, especially as women's sports grows, WNBA, there's more opportunities to bet on different games.
Yeah.
For people to make money, in quotations.
Yeah. Let me ask you this on a percentage, as let's say your age group, let's say from 18 to, let's say young adults, 30.
Okay.
What percentage do you think fans are showing up like cheering for their team, that they want the Huskers to win, or Kansas State to win, or are they cheering for and only watching for the spread or performance of certain players to do well?
Percentage wise?
Yeah. Do you think, I'll ask you, like, I'll make it easier. Do you think where's the higher percentage? Is it the true fan or the person that's showing up to say, since, because they think when they go to the game, it's providing good luck for X player to score a touchdown or whatever.
I think if we're looking at Nebraska, I don't think people are going in putting on great bets for Nebraska to win a game. I think they're just going because they like to support.
Sure.
If you're going to other places, and if you're looking in general, I think a lot of more people are going because they want to make some money. And that sucks, but. And some people are 50-50 where they want to make money, but they also are hoping that their team that they're supporting, because they're diehard fans, are going to make them some money.
Yeah, the old saying is, don't bet with your heart, bet with your mind.
Yeah.
Right? And so, obviously, Nebraska fans are, you know, very, very heartfelt in their support. Mm-hmm. I just think it's one of those things that, we got Greg and Tilden here. No, we got a couple. We appreciate you guys on the text line. John, we got Jordan P. first. He says, the NBA has shown themselves to be pretty much to be the feds many times. Best believe any higher payouts and weird betting patterns are being turned in. Best believe. Okay. You can get traced by IP addresses. it's a really stupid risk that is easily traceable. So essentially,
yeah, anything you can trace anything.
Right. So I mean, Jordan, in that's great to knowledge to know that look, the NBA is on you, and especially when that, because you got to think the NBA has a history of this.
Well, it's also who's the one guy in the NFL. Well, obviously, referee. There was a guy in like 2019 in the NFL that got. He went on leave because for mental health. He said it was mental health, and then it turned out that he was
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, Ridley.
With the Falcons, but he was just betting on games.
It's still betting. It's still doing something. It's.
But it wasn't. He wasn't betting to. Like. To affect the game. He was betting, say he thought so-and-so would win. Oh. And it was only $1,000, but it cost him a lot.
It cost him a lot. That's what I'm saying. Like suspended. These small things, especially athletes, we can talk about normal people betting on anything. It's not going to affect them in any way, really. But
you can cost yourself millions.
You can cost yourself millions. Yeah. Like we're talking about these people, really, reputation out the window. All these people that are getting caught, like they're not. You got to know the consequences at some point if you're an athlete, because it's not allowed.
Yeah.
And I took a sports management class. We talked about sports betting, all this stuff. There were athletes in my class. You're not allowed to, as an athlete, sports bet, gamble as a D3 athlete, like all divisions. At all. And they're actively saying to the professor, I'm betting, I'm sports betting, I'm blah, blah, blah. This is what happened. Like I don't feel bad for you. I really don't. And I hope at some point it just comes back to him. Just one, cut the crap. Two, what's it doing for you?
Well, they're trying to make some money. They're trying to make some money, isn't it? They gotta make that rent over there.
Not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
It's not as you hear private and you get nervous, but it's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way of life. I think it's I think it's a lot when guys get together and say, you know, I don't know, at a frat house or a friend's house, you know, house parties, when they're watching these games, that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Hey, come over. Let's put it together.
Yeah.
Let's get everybody's thoughts on a parlay or a bet or whatever. Greg and Tilden says this, any age can bet whatever they want with their old enough buddies in the gas station parking lot. What you mean is if you're underage, technically you can find somebody kind of like back in the day.
Yeah.
Have your
go into that gas station.
Your older brother get you some beer or whatever. Yeah. And here we go. We got John and Cortland. He said, and players' devices on the field bench and for real late. Jordan P was talking about Calvin Ridley from the Falcons. I think it's just one of those things that you wish that, you know, here's what I'll tell you this. And this is a great friend of mine. He's now passed away. When I lived in the show, his name was Lloyd Parker. Played basketball at Kansas State. I met him through a mutual friend, and then we connected because he really got me to see a bigger view of the athlete from, and he worked for Bank of America. So he's a corporate view, but he just gave me a real like view. And we were talking about, I forget whatever, it was a cardinal sin for player, that everybody thought it was a cardinal sin for a player to hold out to get a new contract. And he was like, people don't feel sorry for him because he's going to make more if he stayed at the rate now than what a lot of people make in their whole life. Now, he asked me my perspective. I said, well, he needs to get what he earned because he outplayed the contract. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to me about that. And then it really taught me, to really try to look at yourself through the 99.9% of the people's lens, because that's really you talk about your reputation and how much that could cost you 10, 20 years from now. Now everything worked out and the player, you know, the team was just, you know, jerking them around a little bit. But I think when you're talking about the perspective of gambling, being responsible, and even for college kids now, right? Because they're all getting paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I always try to tell these young athletes, when you're getting a big NIL deal or you have a big social media following or you're getting paid a lot of money, and
there's no hiding nothing.
There's no hiding anything. But when you're young, say 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 still young, no offense, right? I'll tell, nobody cares.
No.
You can't, and I always say this with kids, like you're you can't
old enough to know.
You can't. it's not that. You can't pull the age card when you're highly compensated.
Yeah.
You're making more than the majority of people in the state of Nebraska. So you're getting paid.
No one's going to feel bad for you.
No, but you're getting paid not to make those mistakes.
Uh-huh.
And you probably aren't mentally developed in your brain to really decide, but you're getting paid to. So you better have people around you that can really watch your blind spots. Because when you, if you do get in trouble with gambling in the NFL, when you are, let's say, like, if you're told to only gamble in the studio and you choose to gamble in the bathroom, well, then that's on you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really where you're at. But when you're trying to, like Jordan Peele says, when you're, you know, when you're missing a couple 3-pointers, when you're trying to make sure the game stays within, that's probably more of an integrity thing.
Yeah.
Ken Donahue was a referee that was affecting it. And there's a big 30 for 30 for it. Mm-hmm. And there's other refs.
Seen
that,
it.
Right. But there's other refs that now, that just recently had to kind of retire abruptly. And so it happens. And you never know with
still continuing
with baseball, balls and strikes and all that. So it's not going to go anywhere. Hopefully there's some regulation, but obviously, you know, just use some sound mind. Right. Cause it's like a drug for some people.
Yeah.
They really get into it and get fixated on it. Cause you're chasing it. And there's old saying, Ellie, the house always wins.
It does.
And that's the reason why they put out those bets. So anyways, to take a quick break there. That was Gambling and Sports. Jay Foreman, Ellie sitting in for Austin. Old school, the new school way. We'll be right back.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.